At a UN disarmament conference in Geneva on Wednesday, North Korea countered U.S. criticism concerning which party is to blame over the tension on the Korean Peninsula.
My delegation strongly rejects those preposterous stories fabricated by the United States, South Korea, Japan in their so-called fiction-like presentation, which is designed to shift all responsibility of tensions on the Korean Peninsula to the DPRK.
China and Russia supported the recent UN statement against North Korea over its recent missile launches over Japan. However, both countries say they favor talks and oppose U.S.-led unilateral sanctions and intensified militarization of the region, routinely demonstrated by large-scale U.S.-South Korea war games.
Some parties mix their own interests in the matter, shake hands on the table, but stab others in the back. Some others try to fish in trouble or even gain profit and risk. Some who clamor loudest for sanctions hide in the back when it comes to implementation.
U.S. President Donald Trump has tweeted that dialogue was not the answer on North Korea, whereas his defense chief suggested a more nuanced policy approach.
We're never out of diplomatic solutions. We continue to work together, and the minister and I share a responsibility to provide for the protection of our nations, our populations, and our interests, which is what we are here to discuss today.
Meanwhile, opposition against the deployment of an advanced U.S. missile system continues unabated in South Korea, where the U.S. alliance is increasingly viewed as a liability for President Moon Jae-in.
In the current situation, the Moon Jae-in administration is aware it is necessary to talk with North Korea. So, on its list of priorities, the options of sanctions and pressure needs to be downgraded, even if this causes a little dispute with the U.S.
This week, Washington released footage of its own anti-ballistic missile test, which took place on the same day as North Korea's missile launch on August 29th.
Most experts around the world argue that negotiations are truly the only way to settle the security situation on the Korean Peninsula. Next week, South Korea will host a large forum, the Seoul Defense Dialogue, with representatives from 38 countries discussing the North Korean issue. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.